Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. This is our special election edition. We talk to the candidates about the issues important to you and your business. We would like to thank the following sponsor, Pure Focus Media. Have an event coming up? Let us capture all the moments that will create memories that will last a lifetime with our professional photographer and videographer. Also announcing our new digital selfie photo booth. Book with us today. And now here's your host, Aaron Kozort.
Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. We continue our series on the 2023 election. Today we have Cissy Ferguson. She's running for election commissioner in District 4. Right. Cissy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I became election commissioner in 2012. I've been doing that for 10 years now. Running for re-election, I'll be on the ballot in November. We are nonpartisan, so we're not on the primary ballot in August. That's pretty much it.
Okay. Yeah. What other background do you have? How did you get started with doing election commissions? What is it that brought you there?
Well, it was kind of a joke. I've always been involved in the elections. Normally I'm on the outside holding a sign for someone or trying to get someone in office that I thought could do the job. And I was approached to run for election commissioner. My goal, I was going to run for the school board. And I was told, no, you don't want to do that. You know, you need to run for election commissioner. Okay. I had never worked on the inside on election day. So they called and said, okay, if you're going to run for this position, then you need to see how it works. So that election, I worked on the inside with all the paperwork and all of the, you know, getting everything done. And I thought, do I really want to do this or not? So I did. And my goal then when I ran was to update and improve on the voting equipment in DeSoto County and in the state of Mississippi. We were using the old punch cards where you just punch the holes out, you know, years back. Then you had the paper poll books that when you come in, they look up your name on a piece of paper, you know. And so now we've gone to the electronic poll books. When you come in, they can look you up there. And if you're not in the correct precinct, we just hit a button and it tells us where you're supposed to be if you're not in the right one. So we have done that. We've now improved and have the express vote machines, which is really just a big pen. It marks the ballot.
Okay.
As, you know, and then it pulls the ballot back out. It's still a paper ballot.
Right.
We've always had paper ballots in DeSoto County and always will. We also have the standard paper ballot that we call. And but we've done that. We have the scanner now that when you put your ballot in the scanner after you voted it, it counts, automatically counts it, separates it by the party, and gives you the result tapes at the end of the night. It also scans those ballots, so at any time we could go back and look at whatever ballots we needed to.
Sure. So you've already kind of taken us down that path, but what's the process as a commissioner? What do you do?
Well, on what day would be the question.
No,
normally when there's not an election going on, but we have two elections every year, sometimes three, just depends if there's runoffs or whatever. But our goal is to keep maintain the voter roll in the county to where you don't have more voters than you do residents.
Absolutely.
Okay, so the joke is the circuit clerk puts them on, we take them off.
Gotcha.
So we make you inactive if we receive mail back or whatever, and then we contact them to give us a current address, because you move, you change your address with everything else, but you forget to change it on the voter registration. And we see that because people will go in, register to vote, and show their driver's license, and we mail that, the circuit clerk's office mails that card, and it comes back in the mail.
Right.
Because they've moved and they've not changed the address of their driver's license.
Right.
So, you know, it's that type of thing. But that is a thing that we do on every, you know, all year long.
Throughout the year.
Yes, all
sure,
year long.
Sure. So. And that makes a big difference when you get to that election period,
right,
because the value of having accurate data to actually
exactly
know who's supposed to be voting and who isn't.
Right.
Yes.
Because, I mean, you don't want people to come in to the precinct to vote and you say, well, you're not in, you know, in this precinct.
Right.
Well, I voted here last time. Well, they didn't tell us that was 8 years ago.
Right.
You know, so it's that. But that's pretty much what we do on a regular basis when there's not an election.
We're taking a second to thank our sponsors. Follow App. The Follow App is the long-term solution for networking, instantly connecting you to those frequently missed opportunities to find the right referral partner or new client to grow your business. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Now back to South Haven Business Beat.
What do you hope to accomplish in the next 4 years as election commissioner?
The next 4 years, we would like to see or get the word out to people the importance to vote. You have people now that you could meet on the street, they have no idea that an election is even going on in mm-hmm. August. They don't know who's on the ballot. They, you know, and they don't go and vote. They don't,
right.
But yet, you know, they're the ones that want to complain when things aren't done right or the way they think that they should be done.
Sure.
So, I mean, if you want to have a voice in the county and in the city or whatever, then go and vote. Then you have a right to complain. If you don't vote, you're out of luck.
Absolutely. So votes do matter. Huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
They do.
Yes. Yeah. What are the top three issues that you see are imperative in our election process?
The top three issues, I guess, would be to make sure that you get the right ballot style. When we say ballot style, the districts are determined by supervisors in the mm-hmm. redistricting because of the census. And so then you have House seats and Senate seats, and you might live in a subdivision and you be in House seat 20, and three streets over they could be in House seat 9. So they get a different ballot than you would. So we have to make sure that those ballots, that people get the right ballot
sure.
when they come in to vote. And if you don't know who's on the ballot, you could be voting somebody for someone if you get the wrong ballot. Then you're
right.
But right. when you use our new express vote machines, that is foolproof,
gotcha.
We say. Because when you check in, that is barcoded to give you the right ballot style.
Gotcha.
And so then you vote for the ones that's on that ballot
right.
that you're supposed to
right.
vote for.
Right.
Yeah. But the, you know, the biggest issue is getting people out to vote.
Oh, absolutely.
And making them understand the importance of voting.
So, you know, as you look at this upcoming election, what do you is this a small election, a big election? You know, it's not a presidential election, so
no.
sometimes people think, well, if it's not a presidential election, why should I go vote?
Right.
Why should people go vote this election?
Well, this is your county election. These are your county officials that you're putting in office to run DeSoto County. You're also putting in your officers for the whole state, your governors and, you know, lieutenant governors, everybody is on this ballot. We call this our Super Bowl mm-hmm. election because that's basically what it is, because it's your state. It's your people.
Right.
It's the ones
right.
that you that can affect how things are done, that affect you as to where you live, the whole nine yards.
This is the everyday life where you live
right.
election.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And,
yes.
The, you know, and but you will have people that only vote every 4 years in the presidential election.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But they don't understand that all of these senators and congressmen on your state level,
mm-hmm.
they have to, you know, when they get to Washington, it's, you know, you want them to have a voice for you, for
absolutely.
Your state or
absolutely.
Your county or whatever.
Absolutely.
So.
What things would you continue to do or improve upon that the Election Commission is doing well already?
Well, I think, you know, we will continue the route that we've taken with the newer equipment. I mean, this is, you know, 2023. You know, it's not 1960, you know, anymore. So I think we will continue to do that and improve upon those things. And we've tried to come up with new ideas when people come to the poll to make sure that they're at the right precinct. We now have a sign that we've put out there that says, are you sure you're at the right precinct? Mm-hmm. Has the QR code. They can scan that, put in their address, and it tells them right then without them having to stand in line
right.
and find that out, you know, 20 minutes later, and then you have to leave and go somewhere else.
Right, so. Right. Efficiency
so, I mean, it's
in,
just,
on election
it's
day.
Just little things that we think of, you know, every election we come up, oh, well, maybe we need to send this out to the precincts mm-hmm. and just different things to improve upon. You know, it's just a thought process.
Right, right. Well, Sissy, it has been great to have you with
Thank
us.
You.
We're glad that you came on South Haven Business Beat. And we're glad that you've joined in and participated in this episode. We hope that you will continue to follow our episodes on the 2023 election. Have a great day.
We would like to thank the following sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. Are you a business owner and is technology getting in the way of your business? If your computers are slow, your website is horrible, or your business needs more efficiency, then it's time to reach out to Aaron Kozort and Wisdom Integrators. Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. This podcast is brought to you by the South Haven Chamber of Commerce. We know relationships create commerce. Thank you for joining us. Like what you see and hear? Please tell others and subscribe.